What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome to our show today here. And basically, we've got a lot to talk about today. I mean, there's so much crazy stuff going on. It's Wednesday the 9th. And you should have been here before the show actually started, because David and I were talking that it was, you know, we both have iPhones. And we're dealing with this 13.1.2, and the more I work with this latest and greatest update of Apple iOS, the angrier I am getting. I'm reaching the point right now of literally going out on eBay and seeing if I can find an older iPhone that still runs iOS 12, because you can't back rev it, and... hang on a second. I have to send a message to the boss fella here. Okay. There we are. So, all right. It's very frustrating. I want things to be simple. I want to hold up a little phone, push a couple of buttons, get some work done. And I don't know what Apple was thinking, but they have made this thing just so difficult to use. And they changed things just for the sake of changing things, like Apple Play. Apple Play was working fine. Why mess it up? All right. So anyway, let's get into the stories here, because there is a lot going on here. And obviously the vast majority of it has to deal with President Erdogan launching Operation Peace Spring, which consists of airstrikes targeting the Kurdish Syrians and killing two civilians after the U.S. troops withdrew, as Trump tweets, they should never have been there. And I would agree with that, except that I think the way that Trump is pulling out of this is going to cause a lot of geopolitical damage to this country. And I made that point earlier in the week. I mean, I want us out of all these wars. But again, look at what happened in Vietnam. When we pulled out of that, the damage to our country, to its reputation, to its image, to its trustworthiness, took a decade to get over. This is going to be exactly the same thing. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Right now, the U.S. has cut Turkey's access to northeast Syrian airspace ahead of the military campaign. So basically, the U.S. has abandoned the Kurds. And that's the Kurds are upset about that. And anybody else that is currently dependent militarily on the United States, they're saying, there may be an issue here. Should we be friends with the United States of America here? Apparently, videos are already surfacing showing U.S. forces withdrawing from the key border areas in Syria. So they're out there with the cameras and getting everything done here. So it's just a huge mess. It's a huge mess, and my gut is telling me that it is going to spin completely out of control. Now, apparently, the Syrian army is deploying a large number of soldiers to Deir ez-Zor for a potential Euphrates offensive. Now they want to go over the Euphrates River, hence the rebridging of the Euphrates 2 weeks ago by the Russian special forces. So something is definitely happening there. All right, let's take a phone call. Nancy in California. Aloha, Nancy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, what reputation? Does America have a good reputation with Biden going over and threatening Ukraine and with us invading country after country? We don't have any kind of reputation to protect. Our reputation was destroyed decades ago.
Well, I think you have a somewhat oversimplistic view. I mean, yes, our reputation. Our reputation is definitely in bad shape. Do we really want to make it worse? Or do we want
to
try and find some way?
We're not going to make it worse. We're not going to make it worse by getting out of Syria.
Well, I'd like to find a way to restore America's reputation to a country that other countries can trust and show some respect for, which we've lost that. I mean, this country that we have today, this is not the United States I grew up in, where we were well regarded. We were considered moral leaders. We were considered, definitely a focus on the world stage.
If we're going to get it back, Trump is a good way to get it back. I think he's a moral leader. I disagree with you highly. I do not think he's weak whatsoever. He didn't have to go into office. He doesn't need the money. He was wealthy. He's had just a bunch of garbage ever since he's been in office. Why do you think he went in? To enrich himself like all these other political scum?
No, it was in Trump's case.
Monumental,
it's vanity.
Pressures. He's not weak whatsoever.
It's ego. It's ego.
No, it's not.
Of course it's
his
ego.
No, it's not. Not at all.
Well, why would you go into the White House? He's got money.
He's having
Nancy,
fun listening to his son being...
money. Nancy, he's got money. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the paycheck from being in the White House. He loves going on out there on the campaign.
He loves America. He's doing it because he loves America. He's a patriot.
I seriously doubt that.
And people hate him over it. I don't. I disagree with you. I look forward to other callers calling in.
We're going to have to agree to disagree then, Nancy, because
yes.
I think that Trump did this purely out of ego. He got to be a reality TV star, and then he said, what can I do after this? I know, I'll go and I'll be the president of the United States of America. But he's doing a terrible job of it.
Whose idea was it for him to do a reality TV show?
He's going to botch this up. You watch this whole turkey.
No,
yes, he is.
Actually, the deep state that undermines him at every turn has tried to botch every good thing up that he's tried to do.
Right now, the deep state is trying to deal with the impeachment. They may have hit a real roadblock on that one. But, first of all, pulling out of the Iran P5+1 agreement, that was a mistake. There's no question about that. Then he pulls out of the INF treaty.
I don't know much about it, but I bet you that there are questions about that.
Well, first of all, you understand that under Islam, Iran will not use nuclear weapons. That's why they weren't building any of them. It's considered basically a sin to use nuclear weapons. So,
wow, what a good moral people that they won't do that. And here we are over there destroying for Israel, greater Israel.
Okay.
We go over there,
Nancy,
and they destroy our buildings. They were in charge
Nancy, name me the one country on earth that has actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction against the civilians of another country.
It's us.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's exactly. It's
we
us.
We have such a reputation to guard. So,
okay,
the country, can I say one more thing real fast and I'll get off, I promise.
Yeah, real quick.
So I believe the Mossad was behind 9/11, and Netanyahu said 9/11 was good for Israel. And so we ended up over there killing all their neighbors so they can move in and take their land. And they're facilitating these people getting pushed out of their land and going over to Europe and going over to America because they want that land vacant for themselves.
Yes, they're definitely doing that. I'll agree with you on that one.
Yeah, and the Kurds are their little puppy dogs, their little lap dogs to do their little bidding. The Kurds are no better than them. And Erdogan, you know what? You know who was really behind the Armenian massacre? It was the Donmei Jews. Ataturk was a Jew, a Donmei Jew. He practiced his Judaism secretly. And so here, Netanyahu's telling Erdogan he should apologize. No, the Israelis should apologize. But you know what? None of them were there when it happened. I really hate these ideas that what your ancestors did, you're responsible for. But if they're not going to acknowledge and change, the problem is if they're not going to acknowledge and change, then they are guilty. They need to apologize. Why are they getting billions of dollars of reparations? Do you know of any other countries that get millions of dollars for war situations that happened? These people.
No, but then I don't know any of the countries that set up Jeff Epstein to basically lure and entrap American politicians into compromising situations.
Right. Another disgusting thing that they do. And what is their motto, too, by the way? The Mossad's motto is, by deception we make war.
Close enough for that. By the way, apparently a listener just called on in and said that there are only 50 soldiers coming home. So it's not like it's complete and total. I agree with you on that one.
Well, it's just the beginning. Okay. I mean, just because there are only 50 doesn't mean that that's all there's going to be.
But just because there's 50 doesn't mean that that isn't all that there's going to be. We've been lied to so many times. I mean, at this point, one thing I think you and I will probably agree on is the fact that we cannot take anything the U.S. government or the corporate media or Donald Trump say at face value.
I take what Donald says at face value. He's under tremendous, or he's being stabbed in the back by the likes of Mitt Romney, the scumbucket that he is. I'm so fed up with all these people and their slimy political dealings. I'm sick of it.
Well, Nancy, these people seem to feel they're on target. They seem to feel that they've got something that they can work with towards impeachment. And the way that Donald Trump, is trying to head off the impeachment rather than just take it straight on. I think there may, in fact, be something there. Now, we are going to have some details about that.
The guy wasn't even a whistleblower. He wasn't a whistleblower. They even changed the definition of what a whistleblower is. The whole thing is a joke. And those people don't have 1 ounce of credibility. Anybody who even goes there, it amazes me that anybody would say, oh, there's something, these Democrats, Biden and these criminals, they have something on Trump. You know what? A lot of these people that are against him, they're drug-hardened creeps.
Well, let's keep things in perspective here, because don't forget, Donald Trump, early on in his business career, did business with organized crime. And they may be thinking that they
That's a rumor. I don't believe it.
Okay. Nancy.
The lying rumor from fake media.
Nancy.
It's been so nice talking to you, Mike. I got to go.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. I mean, Nancy's obviously got a preconceived idea as to what is really going on. And you really can't come into this discussion saying that here. You need to find out, what's going on. And everything is possible. All right. Let's go to Dave in Orlando. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. You're sounding so much better now.
Thank you.
I was just thinking, wouldn't it be funny if we all called Hill and Knowlton tomorrow and congratulated them on the 29th anniversary of Nira Al-Sabah's, purported hospital volunteer, 15 years old,
yes,
in incubators. The whole thing got started
daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador.
Exactly. 29 years ago. And,
has it been that long? Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, that's all I had to say. I'm just so angry every time I think about it. I'm sick and tired of the fake news and these politicians. I'm done with them.
Okay, I am too as well. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Sherry in Texas. Aloha, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. The last two or three days, all these corporate radio hosts, since they're the only ones I get here, are on this bandwagon bad-mouthing China. Now, I don't want to go into all the things I like about China. I have no problem with it. I didn't know we were a better democracy. I don't get that at all. They, so here's my question, without going into detail on what I do like about China. If we stand for freedom and stand with Hong Kong and against the China government, what freedoms, Mike, are we condoning? I don't get that we're a better democracy. What are we condoning if we...
We are basically implying that we will turn Hong Kong into a democracy, but then we made the same promise about Ukraine. We made the same promise about Syria, Afghanistan, and it didn't happen. This is all about separating a very large chunk of land away from its current owner, way we did with Crimea, and bringing it under U.S. puppet rule for purely financial reasons.
My answer. Well, I just was afraid kids would be more have more exposure to violence or something. I don't want that. I think we have too much.
There's a lot of violence happening in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is still insisting that there's outside foreign influence at work here. They're talking about sending in the mainland Chinese army to try and get it all under control. Apparently, there's been huge amounts of vandalism, and terrible. It's a bad situation. But then look how many places around the world right now there seem to be all this rioting going on, whether it's Hong Kong or Venezuela or France or London, and it's like the entire world is getting ready to just pop like a bubble.
Yeah, and they're younger kids. They don't have technologies that expose them to violence like ours do, like these tablets and things and games. Don't they restrict some of those things? Because restricting it for the young is a good idea. Kids act things out, you know? And our games can be violent.
I would tend to agree with you, but I have to be very honest. I don't know the current state of the games market in China. I suspect that above a certain age, probably pretty much everything's available. Me, I like games like Forge of Empires. Now, I don't play computer games other than flight simulators. I love flight simulators, spacecraft simulators. But I see the commercials for Forge of Empires about how people are getting together and they're working to build a society. And say, that's cool. The model we should be selling.
Yeah.
You know, that's going on out just blasting everybody into pieces.
And how about their healing therapies? They actually heal the sick. They train here with our good doctors and our good universities, and then they go back to their country and use their own therapies. And those therapies, these oriental therapies that have been around for thousands and eons they heal. They heal, Mike. And, I'd like to see that here. And then, of course, do we want them to go back to a fiat banking? They were there, and so was Russia, and they failed under those systems. So I just wanted to make these little points, squeeze them in, that I don't like what I'm hearing. I'm just turning off the radio because I don't think we're a better democracy. I'd like us all to get together, be friends.
I don't think we're a democracy at all, not with the elections.
Congratulations. Yes. Thank you for saying it. I was afraid to.
The elections are crooked. We have this demographic nightmare from the illegal immigrants who are not supposed to be voting, but they're voting. We can't be a democracy if the democratic system isn't working. Anyway, listen, Sherry, we're going to let you go. And we've got some more calls here. We're going to start with Stuart in Florida. Aloha, Stuart. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? You know, it's very tiresome to hear people like your first caller blame poor Donald Trump. He has all the deep state against him. You know, as Donald Trump, when he came in, he knew it was the swamp he was coming in against. He should have cleared out. I'm sorry.
Yes, he should have. I agree.
Two or three levels deep in the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, probably should have fired most of the generals and promoted the colonels.
I agree.
And what does he expect?
I've got to put you on hold. Stuart, I got to put you on hold. We'll be right back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Stuart in Florida. And Stuart, I am absolutely in agreement with you that the biggest single strategic mistake Donald Trump made coming into the White House is he wanted to be magnanimous in victory. And he wanted to say to all those Obama holdovers, yes, you can keep your jobs. Nobody's going to get fired. I'm the new boss, and I just sort of expect that you will do what I tell you to do, which, of course, and sadly, did not really work out. But that was his big problem. And you're absolutely right. He should have come on in and he should have just scraped out the entire top three layers of government and said, okay, we're putting in people that I know for a fact will implement my policies. And when you look at how long it took him to fire John Bolton, to me, that's a sign of how weak a leader he really is.
Yeah, and you look at all the people he appointed. I mean, how do you continue to have a little buffoon gangster like Pompeo over there? I mean, it's unbelievable. But you know, the thing is you can see the character of the man if you already in the campaign. As soon as he gets a little bit of heat, he starts firing people like his campaign managers. He went through, I think, about three of them. He gets a little bit of heat.
Yes.
He fires them. On top of that, you have him constantly lying, whether it's about chemical weapons or the Iran deal or even defeating ISIS. So all you people who think, he's such a great guy and poor Donald Trump and, he's doing the best he can. the man is a coward and a liar.
No, he's not.
And, you know, and on that positive note, I'll retire.
Well, Trump could be doing a much better job. Now, of course, a lot of the people that he's appointed were basically repayments for political favors and campaign contributions. But, yeah, there were a lot of cases. I mean, as you pointed out, Trump lied to us all about Assad gassing his own people, and he sent in the cruise missiles and he killed a bunch of people. That was a lie. That was Donald Trump lying to the American people. On national TV. Can't get away from that one. All right. Going to go back to the phones here to Carol. All right. Thanks a lot, Stuart. Carol, and I'm not even sure where this is, Idaho. Aloha, Carol. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thank you very much. I couldn't agree more with you and Stuart regarding Mr. Trump. But I called mainly, Mike, just to appeal to your caller, Nancy. I appreciate,
yes,
Nancy, your passion. I appreciate you're obviously very well researched. But there's one thing. It's, first of all, rude to the host to interrupt the host, not allow the host to get a full sentence in, a full sentence of reply. And it's also very difficult for us, even for us listeners, who want to hear both sides. So please, people, not only Nancy, but every now and then we get a caller who just won't take a breath. And so please,
yes,
do take a breath. Let the host respond before your next thought. So, Mike, you're more patient, and so is John Stadtmiller. You're more patient,
yes,
with some of these people than I would be, I'm afraid. So I'm just asking, for the good of us all, please consider, take a breath, and let the host speak.
Well,
that's,
you
it,
know,
Mike.
I'm an old guy. It's not like I could get out of this chair and beat the crud out of somebody for being rude. So I'm kind of, by default, I have to be kind of calm and polite here. Anyway, Carol,
yeah,
thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm probably the most hated person on your station because I don't go along with what anybody says. Hey, Mike.
I disagree with that. I have to disagree with that. We get a lot of positive email about you. We have a lot of people who write in and say they really do like you, and I like you. You know, if I didn't like you, I wouldn't answer the phone.
Mike, I like Nancy, but Nancy, Trump is a human being. You don't know Trump, okay? Like, his wife didn't know him because he cheated on her. So I'm sorry. No, Mike, that's
good
not...
Point. Good
but
point.
Mike, it's not funny. Like, Trump is a human being. He's not... He didn't part the Red Sea, okay? He's,
yes,
he's a faulty human being like all of us. But what's going on, if you just take your glasses off or your Trump hat and look with your own eyes... There's no wall being built. There's nothing. There's no indictments coming. There's nothing being done. Okay, people?
Yes.
And all these people who Trump put in, Mike Pompeo, Gina Haspel, are still there. These people,
yes,
are the deep. Trump has built not the wall on the border. He built the wall around him, Mike, because he,
yes,
built the wall that he can't climb because he put these people in that are against him, if you believe,
yes,
that he's really fighting for us. You know what I mean? Like, because we've been duped before.
He's fighting for re-election. He doesn't care,
yeah,
about the American people right now. He wants what every first-term president wants, and that's a second term. And now, of course, he's having to deal with the potential that Hillary Clinton is going to step into the race here. Anyway, Dustin, stay on the line. I'm going to come back to you right after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, you've pretty much hit the nail right on the head. Donald Trump is not a god. And even if he was, all gods have feet of clay. And so, yes, he cheated on his wife. He lied to us all about Assad gassing his own people. He lied to us about his reasons for getting out of the P5+1 arrangement and the INF. I mean, how many more times do we have to have this guy lie to us before we realize he's just another slimy politician?
But he did tell us the truth. We're in a big, fat, ugly bubble. And then when he got in, everything's fine. No, everything's not fine, people. I mean, Mike, you know, I'm a Catholic. I went to a Catholic school. I'm not overly religious, so I don't go to church. But, you know, the whole story of Jesus taking a whip to the money junkies.
I like that.
Taking like a fly swatter to these people. I mean, he's not doing anything to fight. I mean, like I said, there's no indictments coming, people.
Let's be honest and let's be fair. Let's be fair. What can he actually do now? The Federal Reserve System is completely out of money. The American people are completely out of money. Factories are shutting down. Nobody can buy anything. And when Trump won in 2016, I made a prediction. I said, you watch. The Democrats are going to let the economy crash, and they're going to blame Trump for it. And that's exactly what's about to happen.
then why can't, as a human being and as like a honest person, honest Joe, why doesn't he go on national television? Because he has that ability to break into the local football games and the reality TV show and tell people the truth. None of these people...
The people don't want to hear the truth. That's the problem.
Yeah.
The people don't want to hear the people don't want to hear how bad and dangerous the situation really is. They basically want to sit back and watch their sporting events and think they've got a good beat on things. And yeah, maybe it's a little tight, and you know, things could be better. But if you were to tell the American people just how close to a whole new depression we really are, they're going to get very upset. And the Democrats, again, they're going to say, Trump did this. Donald Trump did all of this. We're sorry, but, you know, we warned you Donald Trump was going to ruin the economy.
And you would think he would head off this if he's the smartest, brightest Jesus in the world. That, you know, that would say, well, this has been ongoing for, like, you know, for 70, 80 years. But he has people he put in, because let me remind people, he put all these people in, okay? They didn't just jump on board. He put these people in. Either he has bad advisors or he's bad, you know, but he put
both.
These people in. In the end, he's the captain of the ship. So he, you know, he's going to go down with the ship, you know? I mean,
you're absolutely right about that one.
And, Mike, real quick before I get a phone, I don't know if you saw Duterte at that Valdez discussion. I want people to watch that, Duterte from the Philippines, because he said the Pax Americana, basically it's the unipolar world is dying, the neoliberal world order is dying, and it's rising a multipolar world. That's what it comes down to.
Yes.
Have a good show, Mike.
Yeah. All right, thanks an awful lot. And Duterte is absolutely right. This idea of a monopolar United States liberal empire, it's coming apart at the seams. And to me, it can't happen fast enough. It's going to be rough to get through. So, folks, you know, be prepared for that. Okay, let's go to Keith Rogers. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I got one thing. Actually, I got a couple things here. Hi to Carol over in Idaho. And Dustin, I'm waiting for him to get a show out here on RBN. But, you know, I always try to look at things in a different light. And one of them is that scene from 12 Angry Men where Henry Fonda is in a shout-out with Ed Begley, a senior, about that woman's testimony. And when he says, what do you want to believe her for? She's one of them. And I'll tell you, I have noticed a lot of racism behind this president that we have. And when it comes to bombing people and stuff or invading other countries, Americans have no problem with that. And this goes back to that Wharton College deal where Donald Trump had bought the ammo for the Contras. And you're talking upwards of 80,000 people killed there alone down in Nicaragua. I mean,
yes.
And then William Barr, who he hires, I call him the fixer. He's the one that went down illegally into Panama to get Noriega, who George Bush Sr., the CIA, was doing drugs with. And they were mad because Noriega wouldn't train the Contra fighters there in Panama. I mean, this whole thing
is Noriega was trying to blackmail. Noriega tried to blackmail George Herbert Walker Bush over the fact that they were running all of this cocaine through Panama to bring up into Arkansas.
Right. And then Khashoggi, the journalist that was killed, his uncle, I can't think this first name. It starts with an A, though. But he's the one that did the Saudi alliance. What's that?
Adnan Khashoggi.
What was his name? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, his uncle. Yeah, he did the alliance between the Saudis and in Iraq at the time when the CIA supplied the weapons of mass destruction over there, the actual chemicals at the time to be used against Iran and the northern Kurds at the same time. I mean, the whole thing. It's like everyone that was in power during the Iran Contras and the Oliver North trials. They're in power today.
Yeah. That's a real scary thought. And again, it's a continuation of this war policy and this war machine, the military-industrial complex, because right now, from the point of view of the U.S. government, they cannot back down. This goes all the way back to when General Wesley Clark came on out and said, look, they're planning on conquering all of the oil-bearing nations in the Middle East and locking them to the U.S. dollar because that's the only way to keep demand for the dollar propped up. And they've gone too far down that road. They can't quit. They can't turn around and say we've changed our mind. The U.S. economy would implode.
Yeah, and then they've depressed the economy to keep the so-called military up. Remember that article in Military Times less than, 3 months ago? It says they're considering of lowering the selective service age down to, and the enlistment age down to 16. They've met their recruitment goals, and the main reason is because of students and their student loans. They can't pay them off, so they join the military. Yep. I mean, it is. It's a war-based economy, and it's like me. I worry because, you know, I think of other kids' as futures and stuff like that. We've had ours. You know, we're old now, you know. But, you know,
yes, we are.
This entire life of watching young boys die, when you look at Arlington Cemetery and stuff, or that article in the Fox News where it said 274 Marines' remains may have been dumped in the Virginia landfill. I mean, this is it's Henry Kissinger all over again, that military men are just dumb, stupid animals we use as pawns in U.S. foreign policy. And then you see the IG report that says that 307,000 veterans died waiting for VA care. I mean, they are. They're pawns. And the government doesn't care just as much as they don't care about the people here. Or they don't care about who they're bombing.
No, anyway. They're all pirate lords.
Yep. All right, well, my best to you there, Mike, and I hope you're having a good day. We had 4 inches of new snow.
Okay, well, we don't have snow here just yet. We're not expecting it anytime soon, but the trees are definitely turning to autumn, and we're expecting thunder showers on Friday. But it looks like we've pretty much got everything into the new domicile. And Monday they're going to hook up our high-speed internet and our cable TV. And I'll be able to get my big machine back up and running and finally start getting caught up on all of this stuff that piled up. I, to be very honest, never dreamed that it was going to be this long after we got here to Indiana before we got into a home. I thought we'd get here 2 weeks tops, we'll be up and running. Didn't work out that way, but we're getting close, and boy, am I glad. What can I tell you here? And
you're getting
unfortunately,
old.
the only big problem that's happened so far, I mean, the Packers on the other side, the Samoans who insisted they spoke English and apparently did not, they've like lost the power cord that went to my shortwave radio, so I don't have a communications receiver right now. They lost the power cord that went to my scanner, so I don't have a scanner. Not that I use the scanner around this part of the world, but I do like having a shortwave communications radio, so I'm probably going to have to go out to eBay and find a new one of those. Anyway, Keith, thank you very much for the phone call. Thank you for the good wishes. And we're going to go to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Just so Dustin knows, I thoroughly enjoy his phone calls. Keith's great, too. There are a few others.
Yes.
As far as Donald Trump...
I don't know where Dustin got that idea that people hate him. I honestly don't know that.
Some of the comments that show up.
I get comments like that all the time. You know, it doesn't mean that everybody on planet Earth hates me. No, the dog loves me. Lucy the mascot loves me.
I don't think anyone that calls into your show hates you at all. I mean, you have a lot of listeners, but
I've had a few.
Yeah, well, I've witnessed a few of them myself. Some of these, what do they call these people? The well poisoners,
the trolls,
right?
Yes.
So Donald Trump obviously cannot tell the truth about what's really going on, and because history has proven that's not a good idea. We had a politician here in the early 90s, Joe Clark. He was a conservative as far as, you know, Canadians concerned. And he actually told the people exactly what he was going to do because of why. And he ended up with a minority government, and it was gone within 6 months. And Jean Chrétien got in, the Liberals, and he did exactly what Joe Clark said he was going to do. He offloaded everything to the provinces. The provinces offloaded everything to the municipalities. And, you know, the federal Liberals started paying down the debt, which was getting out of control. So,
yes.
You know, I don't expect Donald Trump to ever tell the truth. And I presume that if he did, he would either end up dead or he would get definitely impeached, even if he could tell the truth.
Maybe impeached, but now he's got to deal with Hillary. Ever since Hillary started dropping hints that she's running next year, she's polling in number three. And to me, that kept me up last night. I literally did not get any sleep last night, just sitting there in bed saying, why, oh, why did I throw away my inflatable Hillary love doll? I didn't think I was going to need it in 2020.
Well, they are polls, Mike, right?
Yes.
And they're not worth a hill of beans. Polls and government stats don't mean anything. So,
well, I got to tell you, I don't wish ill to anybody, but we do know that Hillary does have some medical issues and that maybe she's just talking about running against Trump just because she wants to yank his chain. So we'll find out.
It's possible because there's no one else out there. Literally, no one.
Well, I mean, Mitt Romney's talking about running against Trump. And let's be very honest, Hillary could steamroller over Mitt Romney.
Well, he's one of those, his company there, what was it, Bain Capital or something.
Yeah.
They went in and bought up companies and broke them up and then sold them off into little itty-bitty pieces. Just like movie. Right?
Yeah, there's a movie that's called When Mitt Romney Came to Town. It was done as opposition research, I think, by the Newt Gingrich campaign. And it just showed what this guy was really all about. Coming into communities, buying up businesses, and just shredding them for their assets.
Yeah. You want to talk about piracy.
Yes.
That's, wow. it's just amazing. So, I don't, it could be worse. Mike, honestly, it could be a lot worse, in the United States. Don't ask me how, but it just could be, Hillary could have won. I mean, who knows what would have happened?
I think we would have been in a nuclear war by now, and I don't want Hillary to win, and part of it's personal, because back in 1994, the Clintons ruined my life over the Vince Foster affair, and I'd like a little payback, okay? And I'm not shy about saying that. I don't like the Clintons because they're not nice people.
No. History has proven that they aren't nice at all. They're pompous beyond belief, I guess. Mike, I don't know who they know and what kind of cleanup crew they have working for them, but obviously they're obviously very high paid. So,
they are. You remember Larry Nichols admitted killing people on behalf of the Clintons. So I don't know where he is right now. I know he was very, very ill. But I'm sure that Hillary Clinton has got a whole bunch of assassins on speed dial. And it's one of the reasons why Claire and I are keeping our exact geographic location here in Santa Claus a secret. And we're using a post office box.
That's a good move. Plus, there are a lot of nut bars out there. It's getting worse.
Well, if you're talking about the people around here in Indiana, they're wonderful. I was telling Claire just this morning, I haven't met anybody nasty here since we got to this part of Indiana. And they remind me a lot of what the people of Oahu were like when we first moved there 23 years ago. And then it started getting crowded and the immigrants came on in and the drugs came on in and it got really ugly. But everybody here is just absolutely wonderful, and we're enjoying the people, and it's taking me a while to get used to this place, because, you know, if you think about it, where I've lived and worked in the past are places like Rome and London and Milan and Munich and Hollywood, and all of a sudden here I am in the middle of Indiana, and it's taking a little bit of getting used to.
It's rural, right?
Yes.
Where you are, it's rural.
Oh, it is very rural. And
yeah, so people, you know, I've
already got a salt lick out there for the deer to come on in, and you know, all the rest of that. Anyway, listen, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. And we will be back with yet another phone call after these few words.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we are going to go to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Michael, good day to you. Good day to you, Michael. I want to tell you something about Indiana in a minute. It was pretty cool about Indiana, but I want to tell you this. The last caller you had was a good caller, but you've had a couple other callers
yes.
are bashing Trump every day, and we know who the one guy is from New Jersey, Dustin. Every day he's bashing Trump. And, you know, he said, this guy's lying to your audience. He's lying to everybody. I don't want to hear this crap that Trump's not trying to build no wall. I can tell you for a fact he's already built 32 miles of brand new wall in San Diego. Yeah, it was an existing wall.
Ooh,
but it's
32 whole miles of wall.
Well, wait, Michael.
That's
wait a minute, Michael. Hold on. I got a brother who lives in Arizona. He tells me he has a good friend who works for Border Patrol over there. They are building a wall, and they are securing it. They don't have a little barbed wire fence anymore, okay? So Trump is spending billions of dollars to do something about the border. All we hear all day, all the time from Dustin is Trump is this, Trump is that. He's not done nothing. Would the Democrats have ever, like the last caller said, would if Hillary would have gotten in there or a Democrat, would we have even heard about a wall, Michael? We'd have heard about the gangs, the angel mothers and fathers. Another caller's calling Trump a racist. Hey, my friend, what's his name? Kenny Rogers? Hey, Kenny Rogers, you should sing a song if that's the truth. Because let me tell you, the real racist is the Democratic Party, my friend.
Okay, Tom,
and you're saying
Tom,
that Trump is the way. Wait, Michael, please hear me out, Michael, please. Look at the angel moms and dads.
I need you to
look
hear
at the
me out.
Chicago. Hold on, Mike. What is it?
I said, ahead, Michael, I need you to hear me out here for a little bit.
Go ahead.
Because the fact of the matter is that, not enough wall is being built, okay? Trump did lie to us about Assad gassing his own people. Trump did lie about his reasons for pulling out of the P5 plus one. Trump did lie about his reasons for pulling out of the INF. And I'm not saying Donald Trump is a perfect, pure villain, but neither is he a perfect human being. And we have to be very honest in evaluating his job performance. And so far, I mean, especially looking at the economy, his job performance is not that good.
Well, Michael, you know, that's politics, but let's get back to Joe Biden. Let's get back to Obama. Let's get back to Hillary. Let's get back to Bill Clinton. Let's get back to all the Bushes. We know they're all corrupted or whatever, you know, how you want to say it. But, you know, Trump at least got the media to talk about these issues. You never even heard about it. It's like when Walter Cronkite was Nixon. Walter Cronkite was running the narrative that Nixon, and that's why Nixon was impeached, because he didn't have a network like yours that could fight back to the American public like Fox News. That's why Nixon went out. Nixon, what did really Nixon do to get thrown out of office or forced to resign?
Well, he sicked the IRS on his political enemies.
Okay.
He tried to cover up the break-in at the Watergate,
which
is obstruction of justice. Yeah.
Mike, let me ask you a question. Why doesn't Dustin talk about Murphy, his governor in his state of New Jersey, just raping the crap out of American people that live in that state? That state of New Jersey is a joke. You live in a state, Michael, I guarantee you, I don't know how you vote, but that state's going Republican. So you know what? Don't throw your vote.
Yes.
Vote Republican. Because, you know, in Dustin's case, I don't know where that Kenny Rogers guy's from. Well, you know what? I don't know what states they vote for, but I know their votes are worthless. Whatever Dustin does is voting. He said he doesn't vote. Okay, you know what? You don't vote, but Dustin, don't vote. But you know what? You live in a state, even if your vote wouldn't count. Now, I want to tell you something about Indiana if you hold me on, Michael. I'm going to tell you something about Indiana.
All right, I'm going to hold you over, but I'm going to ask you to keep it short on the other side because we're running real short on time. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.